This is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, the most comprehensive racing report on the radio. From the dirt to the dragway, from karts to NASCAR, if it's racing, it's covered. Here's our host, racetrack announcer and race car driver Kane, with a Full Throttle Racing report.
Hey, good morning. It's ARCA Mobile 200 race weekend along the Gulf Coast. And wow, there's a buzz in the air. All these tracks are racing. You've got Pensacola getting ready for next weekend. Sunny South Raceway was racing their second race of the season. And again, we had Bomber Sportsman and qualifying for the ARCA race. What a day. Hang on, everybody. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Later today, we'll podcast the show on the team's website. It's usfdracing.org. That's United States Fire Department Racing. And again, we race to bring awareness to all the volunteer fire departments around the world. So let's talk about sponsors. Thank you so much to Mobile International Speedway, also Five Flag Speedway, Sunny South Raceway, and Mobile Regional Airport. They now have more nonstop flights to Chicago through United. Perfect if you want to take an international trip. Now, let's see what's going on today on the show. Tommy Prater is already live on the site. The ARCA Mobile 200. Justin Boston is on the pole. Had a blistering speed, and there's lots of cars and veterans and local guys. We got four guys from the Alabama guys. We're starting a new Alabama gang here, so we're excited. So we'll see about that. MIS next race weekend will be next Saturday, the 29th. Talk about that in a little bit. Joe McCardle's on the line now. We'll get with him in just a second with Sunny South Raceway. Have their second race of the season. Every class ran except the Mighty Mites and a new track record in a few. So we'll talk about that. Also, ARCA driver Mason Mitchell. Now, this young man is finished seventh at Daytona on a season opener. He's got a brand new ride he's showing off, and he's currently riding a stretch of 10 top 10s. So we'll talk with him. He's got a brand new sponsor. And talk a little bit about the differences from Daytona to our little short track here in Mobile. And Matt Weaver with Popular Speed. Man, we got a lot to cover today, don't we? Talks all that is ARCA. Talks about the Bombers and Sportsmen last night, the races. The Sportsmen class last night took, I think, for 50 laps, almost an hour and a half. I can't even count how many cautions. At least 10, 30, I don't know. It was a crazy night. But now, let's talk about shifting gears to our own private Bristol. It's Sunny South Raceway. Sorry, Joe, it took 10 minutes to get the show started.
Hey, man, it is what it is.
That's right.
It is what it is.
Well, let's talk about it. Your second race of the season had all the divisions except the Mighty Mites, and I saw tons of people posting from Sunny South Raceway, some of the new track record, I guess, and you got first-time winners. Let's talk about the excitement yesterday.
Yes, sir. Well, like I said, we ran without the Mighty Mites last night. We had everybody else there, Junior Ones, Pro Cone, Legends Bandos, Mini Stocks. But we set a new track record. Set a new track record in the Pro Challenge class. Joseph Pilato from Birmingham come down here and sit on the outside pole. We inverted to sit on the outside pole, and it took him one lap to get the 16 car together, and he come through there running some 12:27s. The track record is 12:36, wow, set last year by Cole Dalfon in the number 7 truck. But he was running some 12:27s.
Now, can you?
In fact, his best time was a 12:27.9.
Wow!
And needless to say, he went on to finish the feature.
Yeah, I would say. Now, what do you say? Now, what kind of speeds is he looking at something like that?
Well, we figure a 13-second lap is right at an average of 70 miles an hour, 70.56, I think it is. So go from there, an average speed. Probably, I would say, in the neighborhood of maybe a 73, 74 average. He may have hit a 76.
Man.
76 average speed.
And that track is a tight bull ring. It's high banked. If you've not seen it, go online right now, sunnysouthraceway.org. You can find all the information and specs about it. So, again, right, great running. How about those Pro Challenge cars and trucks? We talked a couple of weeks ago, how about that class is really starting to build, and you've got a lot of them around.
Yes, sir, we do. We do. We only had the six of them last night. We had a couple guys. In fact, the Elmore Racing Team went to Atlanta yesterday morning.
Wow.
Left here at 4 o'clock, Pawpaw did, and picked up both of their engines and picked up one for the Okresic Racing Team.
Oh.
So he went and picked up three engines, and we'll all get that back together.
Yeah.
Well, we had Flotto first, David Nolan.
Oh, yeah.
Out of Pensacola, run second.
Great.
And I'm trying to think here. I lost my mind.
Top two's. I bet you had a late night like I did. So, you know, if you got 4 or 5 hours of sleep, I'd say you're doing good, buddy.
Yeah. Well, you know, we had a late night, but I have to be honest and tell you, our new format with no heat races.
Yeah.
Check it out, man. Check it out. 10:08.
Yeah.
We had run our last race.
Are you serious? You're doing what you wanted to do. You know, the big thing you talked about is there would be times when you had the heat races and the features. Well, you extended the features, so they're still getting the laps that they were going to get anyway. But you're making it that much quicker, and there would be times, right, 12, 1 o'clock. Some of these guys have to drive an hour to 3 hours to get home, so they're probably loving it.
They're loving it, and like I say, you know, we're getting our spectators home and our older people. We're getting them home at a decent time now.
Wow.
But I looked down at the watch, and I said, oh, boy, look here, 10:08, last race.
Wow.
That was unreal. I was proud of that.
Yeah, you guys are doing good with that. Well, let's talk about the other class. You've got not the Mighty Mites, but you've also got caged carts. What do you call them again?
Junior One Champ.
There has been a lot of people talking about trying to find these chassis and these cars all over Facebook. And since you've started this class, and I say it a lot, but they're harder to find now.
They're harder to find, but you know how it goes. Last week, we ordered 3 new chassis.
Wow. Jeez.
So in theory, 3 new used chassis popped up. Well, 2 of them popped up, and they were sold right off the get-go. One of them is still holding out for a better price. But I will say this. We have 2 complete race-ready Mighty Mites chassis.
Wow.
Sale at the track.
At the track.
Two complete cars.
Wow. At sunnysouthraceway.org, and you can find the phone number and all that stuff there. And that would be a good idea. There's a lot of people that are talking about that buzz. So, obviously, a good turnout there. What about our Bandolero class?
Bandolero class. We had a first-time winner last night in that. First-time winner. Josie McArdle done her thing.
How about Josie? Good job, girl. All right.
Josie done her thing last night. Started on the pole, lost the lead, came back, and probably run another 10 laps in second and set the first place up coming out of 4 and took it.
I bet you Peepaw was happy.
Oh, man, you know it. Just to know what she was feeling was enough for me.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. You guys are such a tight-knit family that help operate Sunny South Raceway, but people might not know that you've got a fleet of cars out there, too. So not only are you juggling trying to be the race director and the general face of Sunny South Raceway, talking with fans and juggling everything you got to do, but then you, in between the 5 or 6 seconds you'll have in between that, you're over on the cars, you know, trying to do what you can. So, man. Kudos to you.
But we had another first-time winner, one of our cars. One of our cars. We built the car over the winter for him, paint job the whole 9 yards.
Wow.
Built him a coupe, matter of fact. We took a sedan and built a coupe for the young man. Bobby Johnson, number 96, he done his thing.
Wow.
Boy, I swear he looked good. He won his first ever race.
Where's he from?
He's from Mississippi.
All right.
Wow. Upper Mississippi.
Wow. Well, these guys, what are these guys, these first-time drivers and some of the people that are just coming to the track as a driver, are telling you about the track and what they think about it?
Well, you know, I don't believe we've ever had a guy or somebody come from out of town and race at our track that didn't like it.
Yeah.
And, you know, and they've always said it's their favorite track. Robbie, he come down here, but 2 years ago and fell in love with it. You know, he was just there every night, and it paid off. But he loves the track. You know, it's a tight little track, and yes, you hope you're racing with your best friend when you go in turn.
It doesn't always happen.
It doesn't always happen. We had 2 guys that couldn't stay away from each other last night.
Ooh.
No one calling on car numbers. But I put him to the rear twice.
No kidding. Wow.
But it's racing, man. It's racing.
It happens every track, every level, doesn't it?
Right, it does. But we had Robbie Johnson, a car that we built, finished first in Bando, his first ever. Joseph McArdle finished second in his dad's car. I'm down one driver now. He had a little accident on the work, on the job, but he's getting better.
Good.
And then I was trying to think in third place. We had Hunter Lewis out of Mississippi in the number 7 car.
Very cool. Now, you used to have Stingers. You're now talking about, you are calling them mini stocks. How was that class?
Mini stocks. We had 6 cars.
All right.
Mini stocks. And last year's champion, Brent Hill.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
He came over last night just to show everybody why he was last year's champion.
Wow. That kid can drive. And that was his first year last year.
That was his first year last year. He won 10 features. And this year, or last night, he just took off like we never had no time off in the winter. He was ready. He came to race.
Well, I know what it means to be a champion thanks to your track in the Bombers last year, and I know he wears that very well. He's very proud of that. So, what's our next cars? Next time we're going to see the cars on the track, what's the next date?
Let's see. Let me give you the senior pro. We had Tatum Wilson first, Mickey Hoodless in third, and I think it was Jason Maddox in third, and Mickey Hoodless in second. But our next event will be the 4th of April, Friday night. Come on out and spend a good night with us, and we'll have some fun.
Oh, you always do. Joe, again, you can get a couple of those chassis for the Mighty Mites at sunnysouthraceway.org. You've got your contact information. And as always, we're looking forward to having you back on and talking more about it next week. And, Joe, you always do a great job for the racing guys, and we appreciate what you're doing.
Thank you, Kane. Thank you for having us on.
Absolutely. Joe McArdle with Sunny South Raceway. So much to continue. Tommy Prater is already busy. He's also doing that juggling act as he is the promoter for the ARCA Mobile 200. And, well, the Moose, his son, has also got a hot rod there. And so he's probably also working on that. I don't know how he's juggling it all. We'll find out in just a few minutes. Hang on. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Still so much to continue. In just a few minutes, ARCA driver Mason Mitchell. Now, he finished 7th at Daytona. He had some engine issues. We're going to talk about that. He signed a brand new title sponsor, so we're excited about that as well. And coming up, also, Matt Weaver with the Popular Speed Report talks all that is ARCA today at the big race. And one of the guys that has had his hands full since the very beginning and really has been the key person to bringing ARCA to the Gulf Coast. We've got him on the line right now. Tommy Prater cruising around on the golf cart, checking out the camping. Good morning, brother.
Good morning, Kane. It's a great day. It's a beautiful day here on the Gulf Coast, and the fans that have come from all 22 states and a couple of provinces of Canada, they're going to get a great show.
Yeah, you're right. You know, we got to talk about, first of all, the crowds, and they've all been ruly, more ruly than the race car drivers last night, which we'll get into a little bit later with Matt, but we were talking off the air. I lost count of how many cautions we had in that sportsman race.
Oh, sportsman race, you know, you put $1,000 on the line and the jukebox trophy, it's going to get ugly, and those guys, they were duking it out. Every position was battling throughout the 50-lap race.
Yeah.
And the 3 and the 53, they went all the way through the last 10 laps, and they were running for 5th.
Yeah.
Side by side.
Yeah, yeah. And that's, you couldn't have asked for any better racing. The Bombers also had a great job. But let's talk about what's going on today. This has been just been an amazing idea of yours that came about. And talk us and walk us through how you were able to bring ARCA to Mobile first and what you've seen in the growth in the 3 years.
Well, it's really, Kane, it's a huge team effort that makes this thing happen. You know, it's not just me, and it's not just another person.
Sure.
There's a whole bunch of players that help make the ARCA Mobile 200 happen. And without all of them, we couldn't be successful. And thank goodness we got a lot of great partners. And the CVB, the Convention of Visitors, or the Mobile Bay Sports Authority, are a big part of making that happen. And then, of course, the media. You, every radio station, every TV station in town have done a tremendous job of promoting this race. And we even had people call. There's kids live in Toledo at the ARCA home office, and they called the ARCA home office, their son, and says, look, we live in Mobile. We've never been to a race, but all we hear about is this race down in Mobile. Can you get us some tickets?
Wow, how's that? See, that's amazing.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool.
You know, and I was walking around the paddock area, the pit area yesterday, and talking with a lot of the drivers and stuff. Pulled over, talked to Frank Hamm a little bit and some of the other folks, and they really, really like running this track.
Well, it's a racer's racetrack, as you well know. It's very forgiving, but you also, in order to win, you have to know how to get around here. Mm-hmm. And that's why Mobile drivers have been so successful the first two races here. With Cale Gayle and Grant Enfinger, they didn't win just because they were great race car drivers. It was because they had a lot of experience around this racetrack. Now we come back for the third time, and some of these teams, it's their third go-around.
Yep.
You can see they're catching up with the local advantage, so it ought to be fun this afternoon.
Well, you're right. This afternoon, I love what ARCA has done on their website. It's arcaracing.com. Next race, 5 hours, 46 minutes, and 35 seconds. You got the countdown right there.
Yeah, you know, sometimes I like looking at that clock, and sometimes I don't.
Well, let's talk about what's going on today. Now, we're going to talk about, also, I want to mention the Moose and what he's been doing. And, well, let's go there first. Your son, obviously, has had an amazing ARCA career already, more than what you probably could have expected in the few years that he started. You got a special award he got from ARCA last year, which was the, say it again, because they mentioned it yesterday. I don't remember
the name. It was the H.G. Adcox Award for Sportsmanship.
Yeah.
And normally that's given to guys who have been in the sport a long time. Yeah. And a first-year rookie winning it, that was pretty special.
Yeah. And now, how's the car? You guys have had to massage it a lot. Not as much as what you've had to do with the Super Speedway car, I imagine. Or am I?
Well, you know, it's for Thomas and his race team and the guys from Saudi Daisy and the guys from Ohio that are in here this weekend that travel with us every week. You know, it's a matter of stages and moving forward. You know, the first race here in 2012, we were happy to be here.
Yeah.
Last year, we bought a car that was 23 years old,
Wow. And
we finished all the laps and finished, I think, 17th or 18th, and we qualified 29th.
Yeah.
First year here, we had to take a provisional. This year, we have a new car, new motor, a year's worth of experience, and we qualify 17th. So the program keeps moving forward. Real happy with all the guys, what Thomas is doing behind the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you're racing against the guys you're racing against, which, you know, Joe Gibbs development team, RCR development teams, when you take a team from Mobile that can even get in the same bandwidth, so to speak, as those guys, that's a big day.
Yeah, you're right. Well, let's talk about today's big day. Can you walk us through the events and what time, if we've got tickets, we need to come? Are tickets still available? Is it sold out? If we're just hearing about it, it's like, you know what, it's time to get tickets. I hope there's parking still. What? Give us the whole rundown.
Tickets are still available for the grandstand.
Sweet.
All of the camping is sold out. All of the infield reserve parking is sold out. So it's going to be a huge day. You need to come early. Have a great time. We have a lot of vendors on the ground, hospitality. The day really gets started with a one-hour autograph session on track with all the cars, all the drivers, and that's how we're going to kick the day off. Our pre-race ceremonies, mm-hmm. You know, I was looking at the pre-race ceremonies for Fontana this weekend for the cup race,
yeah. And
I was giving the cup guys a hard time. I'm like, hey, we got an American Idol contestant, Megan Miller. She's going to sing the national anthem. We got Alabama's A.J. McCarron's going to be a grand marshal.
Yep,
is this the best y'all can do? Come on. But, you know, Mobile is out pulling you guys on the pre-race show. We got a flyover from World War II vintage airplane.
Wow.
You're talking a cup quality pre-race show.
Man, and you have done amazing things with the military. You're going to see a lot of people in uniform today.
Absolutely. Our Send a Soldier program is probably one of the things that we're the most proudest of as a race organization, where fans could go online, buy a ticket for a soldier. We would then match it with two more tickets for soldiers and their families to come to the race, all administered by the USO. And I think we've given them over 100 tickets at this stage of the game.
Wow.
And we I really like to see that be 1,000 tickets, but that's a good start for a really cool program.
You're right. Now, last night, the Poll Award, or not the Poll Award, but the main people that that sponsored it, was a new business to the racing community in this area, but I love what it is, the mosquito patch. They were there, and this thing, everybody needs to listen exactly what the mosquito patch is, because all the nasty critters that we have down here, you can put this patch on, and it provides protection for up to 36 hours. Tell us about how these guys got involved with the ARCA Mobile 200, Tom.
Well, there's only one other place in the world that has more bugs in Mobile, Alabama, and that's Louisiana.
Yeah,
the mosquito patch folks are out of Baton Rouge, and they know about the deep swamp. And they develop with what I call it looks like a Band-Aid. You put it on your shoulder, and it holds on for like 4 days, the stuff does in your body, and it repels mosquitoes and bugs. And it's an incredible product, especially if you're like going out for the weekend and you're going to be outside all weekend long, you're going fishing or hunting, or you're going to be at the racetrack. It's the perfect product. And these guys are just, they're brand new. They're coming into racing. They're expanding their motorsports opportunity. And we were really tickled that they took on the pole night last night.
Well, last night you also had the president of ARCA there. He talked to us local drivers a little bit and just said how he really enjoyed our style of racing and the combination of, you know, just the growth of how a lot of these local drivers started off and now they are racing ARCA, and it's such a great series. And as we get ready to wrap up the interview, because I know you've got a lot of stuff to do, what is the rumors about next year's ARCA race? Tell me it's already in the plans.
Well, I mean, you know, I'm making notes. ARCA's making notes. Yeah. The racetrack's making notes about what we can do, how we can do certain things better.
Sure.
But I want to tell you, I heard Joe McCardle on the show a little while ago.
Yeah.
Excuse me. We have three guys in today's race, yeah. Aaron Matthews, Thomas Prater, Grant Enfinger, that all turned laps at Sunny South Raceway.
You're right.
Each and every one of them.
Right.
And so when you look at the progression of those guys as they've made their way into the ARCA series and beyond, Finger just won the Daytona race. It doesn't get any bigger than that. Thomas is coming off a Sportsman Award top 10 finish in the points. Darren's making his third series start down here.
Yeah.
That's what I'm after. I want every racer that races, that has that drive and determination to go to this level, to have that ability to do that. And I want them to be able to do it at the ARCA Mobile 200 as a driver. I also want them to be able to do it as a pit crew member. Because, you know, not everybody gets to drive. And, and there's a great story, Randy Armstrong from Mobile, who worked on almost everybody's car. He was on Kyle Busch's winning pit crew at Daytona in the Truck Series this year. That's what we're trying to accomplish here, is for every local driver to get that chance.
Are you trying to create the new Alabama gang?
Absolutely. I would have no problem whatsoever to have five or six guys from Alabama running every week in the ARCA series. It would be awesome.
Well, Tommy, kudos to you. I know you're super swamped, so thank you for everything you've done for the show and for racing in the area for the Gulf Coast. It doesn't get any better. It's the ARCA Mobile 200. Good luck today, my friend.
Thanks, Kane. We appreciate everything you do for us and for all our race fans. Thank you all for coming.
There you go. Again, Tommy Prater is busy. It's the ARCA Mobile 200, and I've got a special treat for you. One of the young drivers that's going to be in it, this guy is going to be a name that you're going to hear all the way up towards NASCAR. Mason Mitchell, we've got lots to talk about with him, and still to come for Popular Speed Report, Matt Weaver. Hang on so much. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, and remember, later today, podcasting at usfdracing.org. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Remember, later today, we podcast the show on my team's website, usfdracing.org. That's United States Fire Department Racing, bringing awareness to all volunteer fire departments around the country and the world. Been able to raise lots of funds and awareness, so that's what it's all about. Actually, what it's about today is the ARCA Mobile 200. We just heard from promoter Tommy Prater how the crowds are starting to pull in. Expect big traffic delays on I-10 as you're heading to the track. And while you're at the track, expect big names. One of the newest names out there in ARCA, this guy finished 7th at Daytona. He's 19 years old, driving the number 98. Let's say good morning to ARCA driver, Mr. Mason Mitchell. Mason, welcome to the show, man, and welcome to the Gulf Coast.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's a beautiful weather down here today, and looking forward to it.
Well, let's talk about it. You're from Iowa, so what kind of winter have you guys had?
It's been, you know, I guess a little normal, a little more winterish, I guess you can say. Pretty cold up there, but try to spend as much time as I do in North Carolina with the guys.
Yeah, and let's talk about the guys. Now, you've got, first of all, exciting, just to give you a little information, he's currently riding a streak of 10 straight top 10s into this race weekend. You've got a brand new car debuting this weekend. You tested at Mobile last weekend. How did that test go for the track, and what are your thoughts about Mobile? I mean, that thing doesn't have many walls around it.
Yeah, yeah. It's just one wall there. So I mean, I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing. I know if you go off the track, it might be a little hectic, but go mowing some grass. So, we had a really good test last weekend in our 98 Thermal Technology Services car, and we brought it here this weekend and done pretty good in practice and qualified second last night. And so I feel like we got a really good car for the race, and all we just got to do is just have a little luck on our side and do what we do best and try to, all we can do is just give 100%, execute well, and hopefully we're there at the end.
Well, you know, you came from 16th to 7th in the last four laps at Daytona. Engine blew right before taking a checkered flag. A lot different style of racing from the big super speedway of Daytona to where you're at here at Mobile. And how do you pace yourself on a small track compared to a big track like that?
Yeah, it's definitely quite the transition. You know, here at Mobile, it's a really nice racetrack, but you got to be tire management a lot of the race too, because the tires are so soft, which is a good thing as a driver, because then you can you comers and goers, and you know, it's going to be key in the long run, just save your tires and be there at the end.
Well, we were talking off the air, and Mason, I know you mentioned that you started racing motocross at age 5, watched NASCAR, and you had a big name that you were a big fan of. Who is that?
Oh yeah, ever since I was little, my idol's been Jeff Gordon, so I look up to him still to this day, and I still remember the little days when I was on motocross and have his little rainbow car.
Well, let me ask you, you know, I know ARCA and NASCAR sometimes, like at some of the super speedways and things, they share the area in the same garage area and stuff. Have you ever been able to go up and talk to Jeff and just say, hey, you know, respect you a lot, or ask for any kind of advice? Or
I never really had an opportunity yet. Hopefully someday I can. Hopefully we're racing them or something like that. But not yet. We've met a lot of guys in the sport and taken a lot of advice. But, it'd be quite an honor to meet him someday.
Well, you talk about an honor. You've got NASCAR veteran crew chief Brad Parent on your crew for this year's season. How did that work out? And tell me what you've been able to learn from all the knowledge. He's got 18 nationwide races, a cup race. I mean, come on.
Yeah, we put some things together in the off season and came on board there, and we had a good run at Daytona, and obviously he brings a lot of experience and knowledge and years in the sport to our team, and so far things are going pretty good, and we're looking forward to put it up front today.
Yeah. Now let me ask you again. Starting off second, what's going to be the game plan? Are you going to try to stay up front? Are you going to just ride for a while? Like I said, it's kind of a long race.
Yeah, it definitely is a long race with, it is 200 laps, but, you only have two sets of tires you can put on the whole race, so you gotta be careful with what you got, and so, our goal is gonna be, stay up front, you don't want to go backwards at all. We got a good starting spot, and, if we can get the lead, we can get the lead, or if not, we'll just adjust and try to get it later.
Well, I've heard that you're a Paul Heyman kind of guy, is that right? Now that's a private joke. So Matt Weaver told me to tell you that. Why did he tell me to tell you that?
Nah, he's just messing around. I think he is one. I'm a human guy.
He said, "Oh, you got to do this to Mason." Sorry, man. Don't hang up. Well, now what's next for you guys? Because obviously you're running the whole season this year with ARCA, right?
Yeah, we. There's another little bit of a break till we got the next race, which is at Salem, Indiana. And then that's Talladega, but that's fantastic in between there, so we'll be pretty busy.
Well, you know what's so unique and I really like about the ARCA guys and the series is you've got big tracks, you've got small tracks, you got a dirt track or two. I mean, what is that like? How do you set up a car different like that? Because those cars aren't built to run on dirt, obviously, but boy, you guys can do it.
Yeah, it's a very diverse series, that's why I like about ARCA, because I feel like it does help you learn and make your talents best for you when you want to move up to the next series, just because some series you don't get the experience to race, you only get the experience to race on some little short tracks and stuff like that. So you definitely need to go from Talladega, Daytona, little short tracks like Mobile, then you're going to Michigan, the fast 2-mile track, the road course in New Jersey, the dirt track in Springfield. So if you can conquer all types of tracks, I think you're doing a pretty good job, and it's so fun to go to the dirt tracks and slide around and go to New Jersey and turn right. So there definitely is a lot into the setups, and some of the guys run similar cars in each it's a short track car, maybe that road course or something like that, or a short track car at a dirt race, and there's some pretty big changes you got to make, but everybody's pretty smart here.
Yeah, we're talking with 19-year-old ARCA driver Mason Mitchell, starting on the outside of the front row, driving number 98 today. Brand new sponsor, title sponsor for this year. Talk about Thermal Technology Services and what they are and what they do.
Yeah, fortunately enough, in the off season, we signed Thermal Technology Services, located at Clearwater, Florida, and we had a good run and had everybody down there at Daytona with us, and everybody was really excited. But what they do is they have a special service that they provide, and it's a treatment to metal products where it makes them stronger and lasts longer. And so, hopefully we can take our Thermal Technology Services and stay up front and get them in victory lane for those guys.
Well, I tell you what, I want to ask you one more thing. I do this a lot with a lot of the first-time drivers have been on the show, and we have a lot of young drivers and a lot of young kids. There's a track here in town called Sunny South Raceway where they're starting kids off at 4 and 5 years old in the go-karts, you know, the cage carts, and they're moving them up from Bandoleros to Legends. And we've seen, you know, some of the drivers that have won today, including Cale Gale and Grant Enfinger, that won at that track, start at these small levels like that. And I just want to know, Mason, what kind of advice would you give maybe a new family looking at possibly getting into racing? Because you know, and I know, as I raced last night at Speedway, the Bomber Class, it takes a whole family to rally around the driver to support them. And what would you tell a young family or driver just getting started? What kind of piece of advice would you give them?
I definitely got to be, you know, just really dedicated to the whole sport, and just never give up and have a really good attitude. You know, a lot of people I know always talk about the financial side of things, but truly, if you have a huge passion for it and it's your life, and you dig in deep and give it 100%, you can, you know, get around those obstacles and take down those walls and get, you know, great partners, and just try your hardest each and every day, and don't listen to people that aren't successful. Just to take good advice and keep on digging.
Ignore the haters, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, Mason, God bless you. I appreciate you coming on board. You got a great seat for the first couple of laps, and I want you to be safe out there. And I know you probably got a place for that jukebox trophy, don't you?
Yeah, we've been talking about it, and I really want to play some tunes on it when we get back to the shop.
What would be the first song you put in there? We Are the Champions?
Yeah, something like that. Maybe, or I'm the Man. That new song.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, you the Man. Mason, hey, good luck. Be safe, brother, and thanks for coming on board.
I appreciate it. It's been an awesome opportunity.
All right, there you go. Mason Mitchell, keep an eye out for that car at the ARCA Mobile 200 on the outside front row. Now, we've got somebody coming up that's going to explain everything that happened last night and more to come. Matt Weaver with Popular Speed is next. Hang on. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Thank you to all the Kane Motorsports fans from last night. I tell you, on a day which we didn't think we were going to start, we've had transmission problems. We're taking it to the transmission shop, but we blow out a power steering line. We find an oil leak, and we even change the rear end so we could even drive in that starting part. So thanks to my team and crew chief, Dad, for helping out. And thanks to all the sponsors, all 74 Gulf Coast McDonald's, Pull Apart, which is a great place, very clean place to go pull your own parts. Mobile Regional Airport, we've got Bay City Collision on the car, Bayside Insurance, Performance Graphics has made the stickers look great, Metro Glass and Mobile, also Falsac Tires, K1 Race Gear, Skywatch Traffic, and Alabama Teen Challenge. And as you might or might not know, we've talked about it before, we've got a brand new reality TV show, and you look them up on Facebook, it's Roll Cage Cowboys. They're going to be on the car, and again, some exciting footage from last night's race, and probably get some more today. Matt Weaver with Popular Speed Report is playing the gamut from the Florida radio shows to our show and getting ready to head back out to the track. Matt, good morning.
Good morning, greater Mobile area. And guess what? It's a sunny and blue sky, 75, 80 degrees. Mobile, it's a good day for racing.
Yeah, it really is. And it all started last night. We were talking off the air. The Bombers and Sportsmen, that Bomber class, you had a couple guys, B.J. Latham, who set a new track record, and then also Colin Kraft, who barely made it out to make the race because his dad, Rick Crawford, was telling me during tech that they had a lot of carburetor issues, so they had to do some work. I mean, he just made it in time during the national anthem pulling up, and those guys battled great.
Yeah, you know what, BJ and Colin put on just a heck of a show, and I'm not sure that one day later Colin's going to agree with it, because BJ ran him into the grass three or four times. I was saying out loud to some of my fellow national media guys, like, you know, first of all, this is the best local racing you're going to find in the entire country, and I believe that. I've been all over the place, but I love coming back home, coming to Pensacola for Derby Week, and watching these local guys get after it, because it's the best racing product on the entire planet. I kid you not. And BJ and Colin just put on one heck of a show last night, and I was, you know, really proud of the local guys to be able to show the world and the ARCA racing world what they can do.
Oh, I told Tommy Prater earlier, I said the president of ARCA, even at our driver's meeting, was just saying how much he is honored and thrilled to share the track with those guys, because he sees it and he loves that style of racing, and that's really what it is. You talk about Americana, and that's what, you know, like the TV show I was talking about, Roll Cage Cowboys, that's what we're capturing just in the bomber class. There's so much drama that goes around. I mean, for us fighting just to get onto the track and to start 11th, I think finish 7th or 8th, I'm happy with that, you know? Well, sure. Let's sportsman class. A sportsman class, it took, what, an hour and a half and 40 cautions?
It was a long one. I've got to be honest with you. I had to leave the sportsman race about halfway through.
Wow.
I said with about 20 laps to go, now if they wreck one more time and then they throw the caution, I've got to go. I've got an early morning. I've got Kane's show, and I've got an ARCA race to get ready for.
Yeah. Well, but I can tell you, it came down to the last lap, turn four. You've got Brandon Fowler, who was battling the 33, and boy, I tell you what, they were back and forth bumping each other, but at the bumper and at the line, it was Brandon Fowler taking a win.
Well, you know, those two have defined Gulf Coast sportsman racing over the past 2 or 3 years. Fowler went back-to-back with championships last year, and then Steve went on that incredible run to open the season, winning, I think, like 13 of the first 14 races between Mobile and Pensacola combined. And, you know, having gone all over the country like I do, you know, when you go to a place like Nashville or Gresham, although I'm there for the late model stuff, people know who Steve Butrick is because they can't help but to talk about how good, you know, that cagey old veteran is and what he's doing in that sportsman division back on the Gulf Coast.
Yeah, he came over to our pitch yesterday. He's like, I need some badass, and I'm hot. I need some help. I mean, he said it wore him out in that race. And everybody, I mean, Tommy Prater mentioned earlier that these guys, all the way from 5th, 6th, and 7th, were running side by side. They really, this is one of the biggest races of the year for the Mobile guys, and they were putting on just a great show. They wanted every position they could, especially when it's 1,000 to win.
Oh, yeah, and it's the biggest race of the year. Everyone's still a little rusty, which creates some better racing, too, just because the guys are out of practice. And it's a big stage, and they want to be the guy to, one, win that money, two, win the first race of the year, because you can only do a first one time.
Well, on the poll today, Justin Boston, right next to our guest we just had on, the 19-year-old from Iowa, Mason Mitchell. Going to be a good show today.
Yeah, you know, Mason, the Paul Heyman guy, whether he wants to admit it or not, you know, he's got a great chance to win that race. Frank Kimmel, always a top threat there. Grant Enfinger, you know, he comes in leading the points, having won Daytona. He's still looking to go full-time. It's not official yet that they're running for the championship, and what a better way to go out and declare, yeah, I'm going to run for this championship, than to go win the first two races of the year at Daytona and at Mobile. It's pretty hard for the car owner to say no when you're leading the standings and won the first two races. So I think Grant has a big opportunity here to go back-to-back and, you know, have a chance to go chase a championship in the ARCA Racing Series.
Well, and he has all the experience in the world just growing up in the area and, you know, coming from sunny south to Mobile, cutting his teeth there and doing what he's done. What do you expect to see today out on the track? Is it going to be a lot of give and take, or is this going to be just like the Bombers and Sportsmen?
I think we're going to see pretty much what we've seen the past 2 years here at Mobile. I think you've got the best ARCA race on the schedule. And, and Kane, you know, I don't say that lightly. I go all over the country, and I've seen some ARCA races both on the big tracks and on the short tracks. And Mobile has really become one of the crown jewels of the short track portion of their schedule. I think that you're going to see about a groove and a half, which is typical for our fans here who watch the late model races, where you want to be on the bottom, but if you get stuck on the outside on restarts or what have you, you can battle up there for a little bit. This year, a new feature for those who don't keep up with the ARCA Racing Series throughout the year, double file restarts, NASCAR style. That was not instituted until this off season. So this is the first race at Mobile where the second place car is going to be on the outside and the fourth place car and so on and so forth. It used to be classic NASCAR style where you had all the lead lap cars on the bottom and lap down cars on the outside. Not the case anymore, and that's going to make for some truly awesome racing like we see in the late model scene, because you get some fast cars who are stuck on the outside, and you can make it work if you've got a good car. You can't pass there regularly, but you can, you know, defend your position and put on a good battle, and having those guys on the outside for a restart, I think is going to make this race at Mobile the best one yet.
Yeah, the tickets are still available. I want to shift gears because we talked a little bit about IndyCar, and I was very lucky this week to film a national TV ad that was with IndyCar and Verizon Wireless. What an opportunity, and thank Barefoot Modeling, my agent, for getting me the gig. But it was incredible. It was up at Barber Motorsports Park, and if you guys watch IndyCar at all season long from April till the end of the season, you'll be able to catch my ugly mug working on the number 12 wheel power machine as I was installing the camera pod. So pretty cool stuff, an amazing experience. But IndyCar, these guys are so accessible, so friendly. I talked with Helio Castroneves, hung out with Juan Pablo, and insert the fire jokes here. Oh, my gosh, I put that on Facebook. They went to town. But, you know, one thing they've changed and these guys are excited about is the championship double points, Matt.
Well, I want to touch on your point about the accessibility first.
Yeah.
And yeah, the IndyCar guys is what NASCAR used to be 30 years ago. They're the most accessible national stars in motorsports. And so I can't encourage you guys enough, if you have the chance, come out to Barber Motorsports Park in April. It's going to be a great time. You can get autographs. You can talk with the drivers. They'll talk with you. They'll come to you and interact because they want to get to know their fans. But yeah, they've got a new championship format to a degree. That seems to be the hip thing in racing these days. Let's gimmick up our championship system. And just like with NASCAR, in my opinion, IndyCar didn't need it either. They've got their three Triple Crown oval races.
Yeah.
The Indianapolis 500, the Pocono 500, and the MAV TV 500 at Fontana. And those three races will now be double point events this year. And in addition, Indy 500 qualifying will also pay points. 33 points to the pole winner, 9 additional points for the fast 9. And, you know, you can conceivably miss 5 or 6 races like Ed Carpenter is going to do this year, letting a road ace run half the schedule for him. And he could still go out and win the championship if he wins all three Triple Crowns and has success in the other three ovals. And I'm not really sure. I'm not really sure I like the message that sends to the rest of the schedule, because this pretty much says these are the three races that matter.
Yeah.
And if you're in control of IndyCar and you're Mark Miles and you're C.J. Frye and you're that bunch, don't you want to make the entire schedule valuable? Because with IndyCar, the 500 has been so valuable.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only race that really has marquee value.
Yeah.
You don't need to strengthen it. You need to go out and strengthen Long Beach. You need to strengthen Alabama. You need to strengthen, you know, the new road course race at Indy. And this new system, which is double points for those three races, tells fans, we don't care about the other 17 races on the schedule, and I just don't like the message that sends to the rest of the racing community.
Well, Matt, we've got about 10 seconds. How do we keep track of you at the track today?
The best way to do it is on Twitter. I'm on Twitter, at Matt Weaver, SBN. I'm doing, instead of the double, we're doing the Bama binary today. The Alabama 200 and the Southern Super Series Rattler 250 at South Alabama Speedway. So follow me on Twitter.
Matt, thank you so much. You have a great day and enjoy it.
Thanks, Kane.
All right, there you go. That's it. The ARCA coverage is covered. I've covered all the sponsors. Now it's time for you to go out and get your tickets. One of the best races of the year today at Mobile International Speedway. God bless y'all. And congratulations to Logan Boyette getting married today. I'm heading there to go see that right now.